the APC party, which is the Goblin Party,
found the vice president former wanting after some members of his region he came from made a formal complaint to the party that the then vice president was involved in some anti-party activities. And later he was found wanting, and the party evoked Article 8 of their 1995 constitution, and he was expelled. And when that factored into our own constitution, 1991, which of course made certain criteria before somebody can become a president and a vice president, one, you must be a member of a political party. But what broke the camel's back was when the vice president last Saturday sought political asylum from the U.S. embassy, claiming that his life was under threat, which in the view of the president was like abdicating your duties as a vice president. So that was why the president yesterday had to relieve him of his duties, citing specifically Section 41B, which disqualifies the vice president by virtue of the fact that he has been relieved of his status as a member of the political party under which he came into governance as vice president.
Abdullah, you are talking about dismissing the vice president of a country. Why are you citing APC constitution?
I am citing the APC constitution because of its direct bearing to the issues surrounding the vice president's former, because it was the expulsion of him from the APC party itself that has a lot of legal implications by his continuing to be a vice president under the 1991 constitution, which according to Section 41B stated very clearly that one can only be a vice president or president if you belong to a political party.
Here's the question. People are saying that President Koroma used the vice president to get elected, and now because he knows now he's not going to have a chance to run again, he's trying to get rid of the vice president so that he can get somebody else from his region.
That has never been the case here, and that has never been on the political debate. Because don't forget, in the first tenure of President Koroma, he nominated Alhaji Chief Samuel Samsumana to be his running mate. But the fact that the president even chose Chief Samuel Samsumana during the last 2012 election was a clear indication that, one, he worked with him very clearly during the first tenure, and believe that Samuel Samsumana will bring more added value to the presidency. But that notwithstanding, though, when somebody falters according to the APC constitution, it doesn't matter what is your status in government, which means even President Koroma, if he falters, a disciplinary committee will be set up. And once he is found wanting, based on the gravity of the situation, he will be slammed either a suspension or an expulsion.